Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? I'm your host, NH Labduni, and this is TLE Radio, affiliate of TLE News and the Lyrical Elitist. I'm your host, NH Labduni, and today, what I want to talk about is rapper Kevin Gates being sentenced to 6 months in jail for kicking a woman in the chest. Now, normally I like to avoid delving into cases involving celebrities, especially those in the hip-hop arena, but certain reported factors about this case kind of bring me to a pause. Here's why. Yesterday, Kevin Gates was sentenced by a jury of six women, who remain unidentified, for kicking a Miranda Dixon in the chest at a show he was performing at in August of last year. Now, the reports that have come out from the trial and subsequent sentencing leave room for a lot of speculation, and quite frankly, I have more questions than answers. It seems kind of suspect. Now, right off the top, the fact that a male rapper was on trial for an assault on a woman and had six female jurors and a female judge leaves room to believe that the odds were stacked against him and not truly a jury of his peers. Now, when the law claims you have a right to trial and to be judged by a jury of your peers, but in the jury box, there is nothing but women with a presiding judge that also happens to be a woman, it kind of seems like a slam dunk case against the rapper. Now, for full disclosure, I just need to go ahead and get this straight. By no means am I a fan of Kevin Gates. Not because of the music that he does, but merely because I haven't heard his music. I don't listen to his music. I don't check for his music. I don't know that dude, Kevin Gates. I'm just looking off a news report. Me personally, I prefer to refrain from listening to the new guys in the industry, and I really have no desire to dig into any of these new guys. I like my music like my whips, old school. So, now with that being said, however, the way the reports have come out, it appears that the table was stacked against Kevin Gates from the jump, from the get-go. He had no jury of his peers. If you were to sit there and ask Kevin Gates who he would consider a jury of his peers, who would be his peers, I'm sure you would at least find one black man. Shit, at least one man. The jury, however, consisted of all women. All women. That is not his peers. The identity and the demographics of the women were conveniently left out, which of course they'll say will be for the protection of the jury. Understood, whatever. But at the end of the day, they were all women judging a man for kicking another woman in the chest, allegedly. Now, on top of that, Gates had a female judge presiding. Now, not to take anything away from women, I know how this feminist power movement is like ridiculously strong, but coming into the trial, Gates is already playing on an uneven field with an all-female jury and judge. Now, how many of you remember Judge Olu Stevens? Judge Olu Stevens is currently serving an unpaid suspension for calling out the state prosecutor's racial bias and seeking all white juries in cases involving a black defendant. Back in 2014, Jeff Stevens dismissed a jury after a black defendant complained that the jury didn't represent a cross-section of the community, according to Louisville's WDRB. A cross-section of the community, let's see some black faces in that jury box, is all white people. And we already know how that works according to history. History has a tendency to repeat itself. It's just a pattern is there. Anyway, Judge Stevens saw this discrepancy and a new jury was formed featuring four African Americans. And lo and behold, that man was later found not guilty. Stevens had another case back in 2015 with this same prosecutor, Tom Wine, and he assembled a crack jury of all white people to try a black defendant, and again, Judge Stevens dismissed the jury due to a lack of diversity to represent a jury of your peers per what the Constitution grants and affords every defendant. This is your Constitution. So now the prosecutor was mad. He felt some kind of way. He files a motion with the Kentucky Supreme Court questioning Stevens' power as a judge to dismiss a jury based on a lack of diversity. Last time I checked, the judge has the power to dismiss a jury if he feels that the jury is not going to be unbiased when it comes to dealing with a case. That's the whole point of the jury selection process, am I not correct? But whatever. Whatever. Let's take it a step further. During these proceedings, the prosecuting attorney said about Gates that he assumes some risk as a celebrity when he goes into a venue and there are hundreds of people crowded around him. When Gates tried to contest the charge, claiming, "I didn't want to get pulled off stage. I just kicked at the hands that were grabbing me." Gates told jurors that he was attempting to protect himself when he kicked into the crowd after being touched twice by Dixon, who was now 19. And because of the lights on the stage, because you know how glaring those lights are in your eyes, Gates said he didn't know whether he was kicking a man or a woman. He couldn't see. He just saw hands reaching up to grab him while he's trying to perform. Prosecuting attorney Patty said Gates may need to find a new job if he feels threatened by the touch of a fan. Hold up. That just brings me to my next point. So because he's a celebrity, as a celebrity, he's supposed to just readily feel open and secure about fans grabbing and touching at him. Just because he's a celebrity, you're supposed to feel secure about it. You should just let it happen. That's it. Really. Now, all the time that we hear about paparazzi and fans alike getting too close to celebrities and suffering the repercussions for doing so, Kevin Gates is the one that's supposed to be like, "Oh, okay, go ahead, touch me, grab me, no problem." For those that don't remember, back in July of this year, Justin Timberlake was playing golf in a golf tournament, and he was touched by a fan named Keith Wedlin. This 29-year-old fan from Sacramento was booked into the county jail for the misdemeanor. TMZ posted a video of the fan's hand touching or slapping the back of Timberlake's neck as he walked through the gallery between holes at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course and State Line, 60 miles south of Reno. Timberlake ultimately declined to press charges in the event, but there are more stories of fans getting too close on the red carpet and elsewhere and touching celebrities and having to deal with the aftermath. Should they also seek a new line of work since they don't like to be touched by the general public? Should Justin Timberlake decide to go be a bag boy at Publix or Winn-Dixie or flip burgers at McDonald's or Burger King because he doesn't want to be touched by people? Should Justin Timberlake or Kim Kardashian or any number of random celebrities that are constantly accosted when they're out in the public go and work in a call center since they won't have to be around people except for their own coworkers because they don't want to be touched by the general public? Can you argue that? So, in conclusion, It would serve Gates' best interest to go ahead and appeal this conviction and sentencing and request a new trial. The fact that he kicked someone during his concert is not in question, but rather, was he actually acting out in self-defense? Was he standing his ground? Literally. It appears that stand your ground only applies when the plaintiff is white and the defendant is black. Now, in other cases, the stand your ground rule is null and void. But that is just my opinion based upon the news reports that have come out here in the United States of America. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comment section and let me know. Now, one final thing to take into consideration. I don't want to forget this because this was very good. One user going by the screen name Nando Get Paid. That's N-A-N-D-O-G-E-T Paid, P-A-I-D, commented in regards to Patty's remarks on Gates, interesting. A judge stating he shouldn't be a rapper if he's going to be scared of fans. But it's okay to be a cop and be scared of unarmed men and women. So what are your thoughts on that, folks? Anyway, make sure to check out the TLE website, lyricalelitist.com. Subscribe to our YouTube page, Lyrical Elitist and TLE TV, as well as like us on Facebook, The Lyrical Elitist. You can also follow us on Instagram, TLE TV. If anything else, just go to the Lyrical Elitist website. There's the one-stop shop for everything TLE. I'm your host, NH Labduni. Thanks for tuning in to TLE TV, TLE News, TLE Radio. Peace out!
State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict: we, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
That's not right. That's not how this world is supposed to be. God said, stand up for what's right.
No type of stuff.
Every day I pray that the Lord save me. Every day I pray that the streets don't take me. Every day I pray I'm just trying to make it.
Just another nigga, but I ain't backing down. I keep my head up. These types of talk hungry, leave them fed up. Too many mouths to feed, too many lies to see. I heard a preacher talk down on vanity. Got to put the words out like insanity. Got a black man in the White House, so the rules great. It's a new case, maybe you pray. It's a new day, to the same niggas, but the rules ain't changed. Another white tee with another nigga name. Poor little nigga, homie lost to the game. It'll be okay, hold the knife fast as they pray. Truth the night pass and you play. Rocking the pain and you chase. Killing the nigga a business, so watch when I say.
Say
agression verbale. 4 balles dans la poitrine. Le poids est trop lourd pour la mère de la victime. Une fille qui se décime, des pleurs, des sanglots, des cris, pas de mots. Une noire abattue par un blanc, le verdict on le connaît noir sur blanc. Devrais-je dire blanc sur noir? Pas de témoin, ça s'est passé dans le noir. On a entendu des cris puis une dispute, monsieur l'agent. On pensait que c'était encore une de ces putes. On s'est dit deux tourtereaux qui aujourd'hui se tournent dos. Moi je n'ai rien vu ni entendu. D'ailleurs, je n'ai pas de fenêtre qui donne sur la rue. Monsieur l'agent, moi je suis un peu sourd, un malentendant. J'ai vite pensé à un malentendu. Encore une triste nuit en Floride. Famille consternée, yeux humides. L'histoire ressemble à celle de Zimmerman face à Trayvon Martin. Mais cette fois, c'est George qui a tué Martin. Légitime défense, légitime défense. On ira fouiller jusque dans son enfance pour justifier la sentence. Acquitté, la défense a quitté la cour, attristé. Même si le peuple se rebelle, les histoires pareilles continueront de plus belle. Alors, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin et autres martyrs. Le rêve du pasteur King a encore tourné au cauchemar. Mais on y croit toujours. On ne lâche pas. On ne lâche pas. On ne lâche pas.